Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer, on this Sanctified Sunday, where we focus on praying for a variety of different churches that perhaps are like the churches found within the Bible. The different congregations of the church that are found throughout the first century. We've looked at, in the book of Revelation so far, chapters 2 and 3, we looked at estranged Ephesus, steadfast Smyrna, permissive Pergamos, tolerant Thyatira, and now we are praying for churches that are like sleeping Sardis. In Revelation chapter 3, in verse number 1, John writes, "And to the angel of the church in Sardis, Jesus says to write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So would you pray with me for churches that are sleeping like Sardis? Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world and for every congregation that is a part of your church. We pray for those congregations that are sleeping, like the church in Sardis was at this time in Revelation. Those congregations that are spiritually dead, and that they are not watchful, and not strengthening their works toward perfection, and those congregations that are not remembering, nor holding fast to your word and its power, and instead forgetting your power and forgetting to be watchful. But we know even in that congregation in Sardis, there were still a few who were faithful, undefiled, and considered worthy by Christ. We're thankful for those few and that they would remain that way if there are churches like sleeping Sardis today. Father, we desire that these churches would repent of their idleness and of their lacking in works toward perfection, and in doing so would begin to do great works for you and realize the great work that they can do on earth. And in order to overcome and be clothed in white and keep their names in the book of life in order to be confessed by Jesus before you, Father in heaven. And Father, we ask that those faithful few in those congregations would reach out and help to spur these churches on to be spiritually alive, to be watchful and strengthening their works, and to be remembering and holding fast to the Word of God and its power. And that if there are other congregations that are faithful around them, they would not follow those examples to do evil, but instead would those congregations around the sleeping ones would warn them of the possibility of Jesus coming at any time, and do so in a manner and a spirit of kindness and gentleness. And Father, we ask that all churches would be strengthened, especially these sleeping churches, that they would be awakened. And Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief and all. the tempter's snare, by thy return, sweet.